USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
15 days until the presidential election, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the coronavirus pandemic continues to get worse.
Trump said in one of his rallies, "We've turned the corner." My grandfather would say, "This guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turned the corner." Turn the corner. Things are getting worse. He continues to lie to us about the circumstances.
The former vice president speaking in Durham, North Carolina on Sunday during one of his drive-in rallies. Biden has no scheduled campaign events on Monday. As lawmakers head back to Capitol Hill on Monday, President Trump says he could get reluctant Senate Republicans to back a $1.8 trillion coronavirus relief aid package, but he needs House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to let the bill move forward in the House. USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
An unlicensed security guard who killed a veteran and supporter of President Trump will be charged in Denver with second-degree murder on Monday. The man's attorney claiming the shooting was an act of self-defense. China is threatening to detain Americans in an act of diplomatic retaliation. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
Chinese officials are warning that they'll start detaining Americans in China if the U.S. doesn't put a halt to prosecutions against Chinese academics. According to reports, Beijing has told multiple American government representatives that the U.S. should drop the prosecution of four Chinese researchers, or Americans in the country could find themselves detained. The researchers were arrested earlier this year, accused of failing to record their affiliation with the Chinese army on their visa applications. Last month, the visas of 1,000 Chinese nationals were revoked for alleged national security risks. The U.S. State Department has also issued an advisory for U.S. citizens against traveling to China because of the risk of detention.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A company says their popular exercise bike could hurt you. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Peloton has issued a voluntary recall on pedals on nearly 30,000 of its exercise bikes because of a laceration hazard. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission, the in-home fitness company announced the recall on its PR70P clip-in bike pedals on Thursday. The federal agency says Peloton received at least 120 reports of pedal breakage. At least 16 involved leg injuries. Five of those required medical care, such as stitches to the lower leg. The company says the PR70P model features its first generation bike pedal on bikes sold between July 2013 and May of 16. There's a link on Peloton's site, or you can call their customer support line for a fix.
Twitter removed a tweet from top White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Scott Atlas that recommended wearing masks when close to others, especially those who are at high risk, but otherwise to practice social distancing and no widespread mandates. Dr. Atlas, citing several jurisdictions like France, Miami, Israel, and Spain, where cases have exploded with mandates. And Twitter is refusing to unlock the New York Post account unless the newspaper deletes posts related to Hunter Biden. Twitter saying in a statement, "We've updated the policy. We don't change enforcement retroactively." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.